and is called Supportive Education Money, Johnson O'Malley. Right. Okay, it was not designated on our books and being spent, but it came into the budget with a name that implied that it should be used, right?
Okay, yeah.
That made it very easy. Easy made it possible to convince central office that if we wanted to continue to receive this kind of funding, that we probably better get it on the books, identified, because somebody's going to come looking, and if we're going to identify it, we must spend it for that. And we got it. And it's helping. It is helping. Not just the kids. One of the biggest helps for the kids, for the students, is the involvement that we've been able to stimulate with their parents from the reservation groups in the kids' schoolwork. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You can't imagine. Isleta, not as much as Cañoncito. Isleta didn't need the help as much. They are a pueblo close to town, been working with the River Valley population for years anyway. Mm-hmm. The Cañoncito group, though, isolated out there, had no contacts with the school. They were just sending kids to school and that was all. And you should watch this group work, though. It's terrific. And
how many
the kids come?
How many kids come in from Cañoncito?
Oh, about 160, I guess, something like that.
How large a population is there out there?
About 1,000. About 1,000 people.
And so this is most of the kids who live out there come in?
They have their own little BIA school out there that until this September what do they call their first year before they start?
Head Start?
Preschool.
Preschool.
They had preschool first and second grade out there, right on the reservation at their BIA compound. And now they have Head Start, first and second, and this September opened a third grade classroom.
Gee, I would think so.
The parents,
those little bitty kids have been bussed in the third grade.
This is a part of what I'm talking about, of the value of our program. And I could just bubble about this. The parents got so interested. They helped us. By their request, you can get things that we can't get.
Sure.
We got, they were able to get, their transportation improved a whole bunch. Instead of
That's
kids
true.
Walking from the edge of the reservation into the one paved road, we were able to help them get little buses to go out and pick up the kids and bring them into the big buses. And the parents still, as they become more involved, says, gee, it is kind of tough on even third graders to ride 35 miles after they get on the bus. Big bus to come to school is 35 miles. In 35 miles back. They says, well, maybe we can build our school up more out here with the BIA. So they got a third grade started. Not all of them go out there. Some of the third graders still ride the bus in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something the community wanted. So we don't resist what they want. We try to help them get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And put some third graders out there. Maybe next year they'll ask for fourth grade out there. I wish they could all go to school at home. Stay closer to home. Because I drove a school bus in a consolidated school district 75 miles a day. When I was a kid, and first graders through 12th grade. And no roads. And it was tough. It was farm kids. You couldn't get them all the time. Couldn't get two of them to get them. Same
mm-hmm.
is true with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Attendance went from something like 30% absenteeism to last year it was 9% when the school's attendance was 7% absenteeism. That much improvement as the community's gotten involved.
How do you work with the community? Do you work through a representative group or what?
Each of them have school boards. Isleta Pueblo has a school, an elected school board that serves in advisory capacity. So does Canyoncito. These people each got elected school boards 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know just when. Kennedy's visits to the reservation prompted a lot of activity. These people worship President Kennedy.
Oh, I thought you meant Robert.
Maybe it was Robert.
He followed up.
But they got some things started like this, and they, in many places, may not have lots of influence, but at least they were organized and had a group already elected.
When we came into the program, they were already organized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but they were not really functioning with the public schools. I don't know about BIA, but with us, we didn't know they existed until we went out there. See.
Well, I've sidetracked you here, and you didn't have a chance to tell me exactly what the procedure was for you going from a counselor at Del Norte to your position here. Was that a one step, or was there something in between?
Well, I was trying to get something done.
Right.
I was, as a counselor at Del Norte, I was concerned for these kiddos,
uh-huh.
and trying to get some programs started.
Uh-huh.
Wrote that little proposal for the border town, which Mr. Nelson got into JOM program.
Okay.
And that was just the start of it, when they decided to put on some staff with that $60,000, Mr. Nelson was leaving up at central office, and Mr. White was taking his place, and they said, well, if we're going to have some special Indian education programs going, we probably should have somebody to coordinate this stuff. And I said, oh, great, hire an Indian.
Oh.
Hire a Navajo, because our border town kids are 350, supposed to have that many each year, are Navajo. The Canyoncito group of 160 are Navajo, is 510 kids, and Isleta Indians at that time were about 90 kids that are Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if 5/6 of our group are Navajos, let's see if you can find a Navajo Indian to coordinate, push for these programs. To give people, laugh at me about this, I still think it is worthwhile, but to have a good, sound, strong Indian person for a success figure in the field of education for these kids to look at might help in school. I still think it should be that way.
You're absolutely right.
But kiddo, you know what? We can't find anyone that is qualified that wants to work for us. Because if they've got the qualifications for this kind of a job, those rascals can make $5,000 a year more than they'll pay me.
Doing what?
On our salary schedule. Oh, jobs on the reservation, BIA jobs, personnel jobs. An educated Indian can get a good job today.
Did they look hard?
I don't think they've looked real hard. I've looked hard.
Have you really?
I found 3 or 4 that I wanted to come in, couldn't talk them into even applying.
No kidding.
Two reasons. One of them is money. A second one, a great counselor, Navajo, who's now in Farmington. Wilfred Billy is a terrific person. Sharp, personable. And all Navajo. Oh, he wants to work out there. There's masses of his people to work with. Can't get him to come into the big town. He doesn't want to live in town either.
Wouldn't you have to have an urban Indian? I mean, somebody who was already here?
Well, not
I mean, if you get, if you're going to get that kind of a reaction from someone who lives out there and doesn't want to come, would it not?
It wouldn't necessarily have to be an urban Indian. It'd have to be an Indian with some education, I think,
yeah.
for them to be accepted in our school system. Gringos won't let
I know.
a high school graduate come in and tell them how to do something. You know, educators as a rule won't do that. Public school educators resent university professors who don't have teacher training, you know. It's just the way we work. We had to go through a process. We think everybody else should before he's knowledgeable. I don't think that's true, but we work that way, don't we?
Unfortunately. Hmm? Oh, I'm not going to argue that point. He will certainly do.
I think he would have to be an educated Indian to succeed. And in the first place, if he isn't an educated Indian, then it isn't going to encourage the kiddos to go to further education if he can succeed without it. I think it needs to be from that point of view if the purpose of it is to stimulate kiddos to want more education. And I think it's one of the main values of it. Do it make sense? And then to get him, gosh, I know high school graduates at Canyon Seat, as their community has become active, they make more money than I do. Yeah.
Well.
Are we going to get them come in here, an educated one, to take? They can make more money. We'll find one.
It would have to be a question of dedication over money.
And another little point that you just made. Does it need to be a Navajo? Well, Indians have prejudices just like other people do.
You're right.
And Navajos and Pueblos have arguments.
Indeed.
Since most of our kiddos are Navajos, if we're going to go the ethnic route, then I think we need to go continue with the tribal route if we can. Uh-huh. I think it would be better to have a Pueblo than a gringo. Than me. I think it would be better to have a Sioux or a Kiowa or an Eastern Indian as to have a gringo if he's a good man for the job.
This is the trend. Regardless of whether the Indian is from the area where he works, the important fact is that he is Indian.
He's still an Indian, and I think this is an advantage. I think he would be a greater advantage to the children if he represents the majority tribal affiliation also.
But given the impossibility of that situation,
then I think we'll go the other way.
Okay.
And I think we can do the other. I think we can. I think that if APS ever decides to get rid of me, and they have my permission, you can talk to Mr. White. As we started the job, I said, hire an Indian.
Who's Mr. White?
He is the coordinator, curriculum coordinator or something at central office.
Okay.
I don't know his title. I know him too well to know his title.
No, but that gives me
But he is my immediate superior up there.
Okay.
I want him to hire an Indian. Then he says, no, who would you recommend if we can't find an Indian? I said, Miss Allen. This counselor who worked with me at Del Norte, who is better in human relations with kids or parents than I'll ever be, I thought would be a great person for this. So I recommend her for the job. She wouldn't touch it. She wants to work with the kids. So we end up, he said, would you take the job? I said, yeah, till we get program going. Once we build the program, if we could hire these staff that I want for the Bordertown program, counselors, and language arts people, I don't really care. As long as they're warm, relating people, I don't care what their titles are. You have to have titles to get them in. I want one of those jobs and let somebody else run the program. I want to work with the kids too.
Ah, I see.
And the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of fight brass for money. Once we get the money, I sure want somebody else in. Then I'm through.
But you don't have the money yet.
Not yet. I'm going to keep fighting till I get fired or get the money. One way or the other. I don't care. You can go. I don't care.
Do you have, this may be an unfair question, but are you aware of the situation in other cities which you have? Is there this type of thing being done in other cities?
Yes, the similar thing, for example, Gallup has a Bordertown school.